Mobile.
And D7J.
I hate to admit it, but yes, I am going out to perform that four-letter word. Got a group of folks that were really, really good customers, and, you know, some of them, actually, you know, they became friends. Some of them, you know, I just can't turn them down, so, especially when I'll clear 2,000 for a half a day's work.
I know what you mean. I when I retired from photography, I kept four horse shows. It was the same kind of a situation. I've been going there for so long, became more than just business. We became good friends, so I kept doing those. And this year, I woke up and I said, you know what? I just don't want to go and do this no more. Friends or not, I'm retired. And I sent them an email and told them, listen, I'm done. Just thanks for having me all these years, blah, blah, blah. And they responded with a real nice letter, you know, understanding. And it's like, you know, after 40 years, I just decided I was done.
You know, it's funny you should say that, but I believe this run is probably going to be my last hoorah, too, as far as installing equipment. So I'll run over here, take care of these folks. It'll be a good job. Hey, you know, everybody will make out, and everybody go home happy. So anyhow, so what else has been going on with you, Bob? You been doing okay?
Yeah, and I know what you mean exactly, to tell you the truth. And I still do some handyman-type side jobs, you know, build decks, little stuff like that, keep busy. But even that, I've cut that back to a couple, two, 3 days a week. And let's see, what's going on here? Well, I'm going to pull out my Step IR out of the building and put it on some sawhorses there and start assembling that antenna and testing it and seeing what I need to get it basically ready, because once 6 meter season comes and goes, I'm going to take the lower 5-element 6 meter beam down, and I'm going to put that Step IR up right there at the top of that 30-foot tower just to see what it does.
So that sounds like fun. Now, when you put it up, are you going to tilt your tower?
Short tower, and I'll use the lift again.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I got that Mosley TA-33 up, and I have discovered the world of 2-meter Yagi. I'm thinking I'm going to try to do some sideband, 2-meter sideband.
Yeah, myself. In fact, Gary K9RX, which reminds me, has an antenna that I'm going to buy from him. And it's been such a long time since I talked to him, but I'm almost positive it's a 2-meter Yagi for sideband, and I had thought about maybe experimenting with that a little bit myself.
I went ahead and put up a 10-element diamond, and man, it is fantastic for direction finding.
I can imagine so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I tell you what, it's going to be kind of you know, I used to dread this kind of drive over to Seneca, but now, you know, I got a trailer full of equipment. I'm just poking along. I left early enough to where I don't have to be in no big hurry. And it's just going to be a nice little pleasant ride out Highway 11 all the way across to Joe Cassie and down.
I've learned to just leave plenty early. Take your time. If you get there early, you can always stop and drink a cup of coffee or something, or kill some time easy. I hate being late. I hate being rushed and showing up right on time so that you're all, you know, untied. I like to have my ducks in a row, I guess.
I've sort of gotten into the habit of leaving early in the upstate here because traffic has any time. Well, you've tried to go down to Greenville a little bit. You know what I mean by the traffic, especially up and down that 85. It's just so bad and so thick. It's just too many ants on the anthill, man. And I've gotten to where I leave, you know, I project what my time I think it's going to be, and I add a half hour.
I think about that Greenville area. I drove down there last, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago, whatever, to go down to Tom's KZ4M, and it's a long trip to begin with, but it took me an hour and like 30 minutes. I was like, my God, and driving through that whole Greenville area, then I got out of there, and there was construction, and oh my God, it was a mess, but I'm always typically early. If I'm not there on time, there's something wrong. Let me let it drop. And after being a photographer for 40 years, you pretty much learn to be early, or you're gonna be late. And so I've been in that habit for many, many years.
Heard Tom on the radio in quite a long time. How's he doing?
D7J.
Yes, sir. 3 bags full. I was asking. I haven't heard Tom on the radio in quite a long while. How's he doing?
Yeah, I hear him frequently. It's just different times of the day when Aldi's opens, when the dump opens, Lowe's. Let me see what else. There's several places that him and Bernice go, and you'll hear him on the radio while they're driving there or while he's sitting in the parking lot. So, yeah, as far as I know, he's doing well.
0TR Tom, KZ4M Tom.
Oh, KZ4M Tom is doing well as can be. When I was there, he was out cutting the back 40, or the front 40, I guess it would be there, on the tractor, and I only stayed for a few minutes, maybe 20, 30 minutes at the most, and turned around and headed back home.
Is he doing a good bit of HF now?
He's currently getting thought process for putting up a tower somewhere. He's got like 40 acres there over at Sharon's, and he's talking about putting a tower up, maybe 50, 60 foot tower. But he was asking me, you know, where do I think was the best place? Well, he's got all kinds of places, really, to tell you the truth. He's, you know, I've got a lot of places for stuff like that, but he's got a lot more, but he has, and he's got trees that are, oh, 50, 60, 70 yards away from the house that he could probably put wires up if he needed to or wanted to.
So him and LBO are getting along real good then. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's, I guess it's her house, but they've got a nice place over there. Tom's still got his house, and I asked him, when are you going to sell that house? What do you need this? What do you need that one for? But maybe he'll start renting it, who knows. But as far as I can tell, he looked like he was doing pretty good. And we had talked about SEDCO and, you know, the convention in September and a couple other things that I had to run over there for something.
Yep. Well, the next time you see him, tell him I said hello and tell Sharon that she's got to be a kind, patient lady.
But I think most of our wives need to be kind and patient, from what I can tell. But I know mine is.
Hey, one of the elderly ladies at church on Sunday came up to me and says, "Well, how are you doing?" I said, "Well, technically, I'm not authorized to answer that. You got to check with Sue." But I think I got her fooled. And she looked at me kind of funny. I said, "Yeah, I don't have any new dents in my head."
Well, I've spent the last probably 2-3 weeks getting the pool. They had to come out and put a new liner in when they added water last year. The tanker driver managed to put holes in my liner. So they put a brand new liner in, fill it up with water, and I've changed over to a salt water system. So far, so good. We'll see how it goes the rest of the summer.
It's great, man. You got it above or in-ground?
Our pool, and it's right up next to the deck, so you can jump right in off the deck into the pool.
Well, am I making it into the repeater okay? You're getting a little bit scratchy on your end, and I'm over here just about to the foot of Table Rock.
Repeater, good. In fact, this is the best I've heard this repeater in like, and I am right next to a little power substation, so I've got a good deal of power lines above me and around me everywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, have you heard from Gary, D-E-Y?
I talked to Gary, although I know I will be very soon. I've got to get together a Zoom meeting for the contest team, and we got a contest coming up here. It's still a distance away, but I typically about this time we'll have a meeting. We'll kind of coordinate.
Okay. Well, so, you know, somebody else I hadn't heard on the on the radio in a coon's age is WR8RW. Robert.
Robert on the radio, and I can't tell you when, but I did get an email from him recently. Requesting some help for some, what's he doing? I think they're trying to find the bozo that's QRM in the net and everybody on here. I'm thinking it had something to do with that, some kind of tracking something.
Yeah, well, that may be another avenue that, yeah. Well, that's part of why I've built me a, handheld Yagi and a Yagi for the top of my tower. He's kind of gone silent lately, though. I think he may have figured out that we're hot on his trail. And that's all right, too, as long as he goes away.
Somebody that we know can almost be guaranteed of it. His attempt at making his voice sound, obviously he's made a good attempt at disguising his voice, but it's probably gonna, you're gonna probably find it some yahoo that we know who it is.
Would like to think that the group of folks around the Greenville area that are ham operators are above that kind of thing. You know, I like to think that they're a better quality of folks, and I know 99 and 44 100% of them are.
I agree with you 100%. There's always going to be that one bad apple, but he's got a pretty good signal. So I think he's somewhere within good proximity of the repeater. That's just my guess. But I don't know. Like I said, I've only heard him a few times. He's harassing that young guy. I forget his name, but he's new. He's young.
Well, he'll stick his head up. It won't be too far away. We'll be ready for him.
I'm getting out here near the dump, so maybe I'll get you on the return. 57A73.
Yeah, Bob, 73s, you have a good day out there. Be careful while you're motoring around. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, Mobile Highway 11, headed west.
This is W4VX Mobile, looking for a radio check.
4VX, KN4VWA. You're full quieting, good strong signal. Sounds good to me. I wouldn't fool with it.
Oh, very good. Name here is Chris, and I'm mobile on Highway 49 in Union County, heading towards 385. So, good to know I'm making the repeater. I put a new antenna on the car this weekend.
You're making it in just fine from 49. Are you around Crosslinker, or where are you at over there on 49? Are you on the Lawrence side or the Union side?
Union side, I guess. I'm cross Keys area, Sedalia Cross Keys area.
Means that's got pretty good elevation through that area, and yeah, you're making it just great. What kind of wattage are you putting out?
Oh, 50 watts, full power.
Well, you're banging it into the repeater just fine and dandy, and it's Steve on this end.
Nice to make your radio acquaintance. I've been kind of off the air for a while, and just starting to get some things back in order in the vehicles and all that good stuff. So glad to know I'm making the repeater. I had a little sticker shock when I was shopping for an antenna, an improved antenna for the vehicle, and yeah, ouch, that kind of shot me in the wallet, but it seems to be paying off.
What did you get?
Comment? Yeah, with one of their heavy, well, their heaviest duty lip mount, which would take, you know, basically their tallest dual band antenna.
You were just a fraction north of $150.
And their fancy coax cable that's got the RG-174 grafted onto the 58 so that you can sneak it through your weather strip and well, that's another $30.
Just washing it, aren't you?
I wanted the easiest possible installation.
That should have done the trick, man. That should do it. And you're definitely sounding good. What kind of radio are you on?
Izu ST8800. Had it for a while now. I really need to start looking into this DMR stuff, but at any rate, yeah, it's Yaesu FT8800 dual bander.
Well, there you go. I am talking to you from a FT8900R, dual VFO crossbander.
I've got one of those in somewhere in my shack as well.
440, as a matter of fact. And you need to sell me that radio.
Oh, that could be doable. Yeah, I used to run that mobile with, gosh, who made the four-band antenna? That was kind of a pain to get tuned properly, but it did work. Holy, I can't remember the maker of that antenna.
I am running the Diamond antenna that is matched up for it, and I have never had to tune anything or anything else. I mean, it's just perfect right out of the package.
Mine was pretty easy, too. Now, a buddy of mine bought, these are how these things go. A ham buddy of mine bought one, and then he started leaning on me to buy one so we could play around on 6-meter FM. And we did. I really liked 6-meter FM. It had good legs.
You know that there is a couple of, there's not many, but there's a 10-meter repeater and there is a 6-meter repeater in the area. Yeah, go to, now I shouldn't be telling you this. You won't sell me the 8900. Now, there is a, have you gone to South Carolina repeater book?
I pulled up some website and started programming frequencies in.
Repeater book, South Carolina. And then select DMR as your mode, and man, it'll pull them all up.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. I did work some 10-meter FM repeaters, but that was like DXing, you know, when the band opened up sort of thing. I forget where they were, but it might have been like in Florida or maybe in the Caribbean somewhere. But that was the only repeater work I've done, anything lower than 2 meters.
About that. Yeah, and as far as DMR, man, I just stepped into DMR, and I'll tell you what, on and off for about the last 3 months, I've been trying to figure it out, and this past weekend, the light bulb went on as far as its ladder structure, and I just finally figured out how to program and get all of that set up, but oh, man, it's a chore. But once you figure it out, and I'm still not all the way there. I've got all my 2-meter and 440 stuff working and loaded, and I'm understanding the ladder diagram now. But as far as the actual getting onto the DMR repeaters, I'm not there yet.
I have decided to do some investigation myself, and I was thinking of Oh, I see an ad for some company that sells a hotspot and an HT, and so you can play with it at home.
Managed to find or run across a D878 UV used, and I also ran across a D578 for the mobile, for the vehicle, and I picked both of them up, and I'm trying to learn the DMR, and like I said, it's quite interesting.
I have forgotten your call sign, KN4, that part I remember. This is W4VX for the purposes of ID, which I haven't been on the air in so long, I probably would have clean forgotten about it. Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of work, but, you know, yeah. My dog ate my laptop, so that's the first order of business, is to replace that thing. But after that, yeah, I think I'm going to be getting the hotspot with an HT and start learning it from that angle.
You know, there are DMR repeaters in the area, and that's how I'm planning on using mine. I'm not even going to bother with the hotspot. I'm just going to try to go directly into the DMR repeater. So, and there's one or two in the upstate. So, there's one over Spartanburg, and I live in Inman, South Carolina. So, that's the way I'm going to go at first before I invest in the hotspot. You are W4VX, and this is KN4VWA.
Alpha, yes, you are correct. Whiskey 4 Victor X-ray.
And I think that was ND7J that tried to pop in there with us. Bob, was that you that tried to pop in?
Yeah, I was just making a comment. I don't know, can't you use your telephone, you know, your cell phone for hotspot?
There is supposed to be a way to do that, but I don't know anyone that has succeeded at doing that. Yes, there's supposed to be a way to be able to do that, but I am not knowledgeable enough at this point to say yay or nay.
Okay, yeah, I just thought so. I know I use my phone as a hotspot all the time, so... I'm going to clear out of here. There's another station I didn't catch them. Go ahead and pass it around. I'm just listening here.
Hey, Chris, that's Patrick that popped in with us there, KO4HKX, and he can answer several questions for us. Patrick, about the telephone as a hotspot, yay or nay?
It cannot be used as a hotspot directly from your radio. You have to have, I'm going to call it the RF hotspot to receive your RF. That hotspot talks to your hotspot that you made out of your phone. That's how you link in over the web if you do it that way. Radio, RF hotspot, phone hotspot.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. You're just using it for the internet side of the hotspot equation.
You need the RF hotspot, and you were talking about Bridgecom earlier. That's where I bought my unit from, and I did get the hotspot so I could use it at my house because I can't hit the repeaters from the house.
Mention too, you can use the repeaters around here, of course, but a hot spot, if you can find one that's price tolerable, it is a lot more freeing to be able to get around to whatever talk groups you want. The repeaters are kind of limited on what you can get to. Over.
And there again, I'm on the steep side of the learning curve. I've got the programming end of it straightened out. I've figured out the structure, I believe, you know, with the zones, and I've learned how to navigate around the zones now and how to stack my zones. But I haven't gotten up onto the DMR yet. Now, I've got kind of an unfair advantage. I live 4 miles south of Highway 11, and I'm going to try to use that DMR repeater in Spartanburg.
HKX.
South Carolina, the SC Heart DMR repeaters are tied into NCPRN, which covers South Carolina, North Carolina, I think DC, parts of Virginia. It covers a lot of the Southeast. But like I said, they have a PRN talk group, which is the main talk group, and then you have like a SC call and a couple of chat channels, and that's about it on the repeaters. But with a hotspot, you can get to things like U.S. Nationwide. South Carolina has a main Carolina, South Carolina talk group, and like probably five or six regional talk groups. And of course, then you have, you know, you can do DX talk groups and get over into Europe and things of that nature with a hotspot.
Roger. Well, the ones that you mentioned with the Spartanburg repeater, that's just fine to get my toes into the water. So, like I said, I am just discovering the structure and moving forward at a slow pace. So, you know, a little bit at a time.
That's exactly the way I started too, and it's definitely a good stepping stone. But yeah, you're going down the right path anyway. Anyway, CAN4CHY, somebody else pick it up.
HGAC.
CAN4BWA. And Patrick, have you hit that repeater in Spartanburg for DMR?
I can't hit it from anywhere I travel.
Okay, well, I should be able to hit it. You know, I'm up on a rise, and I'm just north of Spartanburg, so I should be able to hit it okay.
KO4JQ1. Hey, Steve, it's Joe over in Taylor's. I can hit it from my house in Taylor's, so you shouldn't have a problem hitting that PRN.
That's pretty much going to be my gateway into the DMR side of that radio. Yeah, that should work pretty good then. Yeah, I tell you what, Patrick, you're going to have to come up and play a little bit with yours. And Chris, we just kind of jumped around you, bud. You need to jump in there with us.
You know, it helps to absorb information and all the new call signs by not bumping my gums. KN4VWA and the group, W4VX. Yeah, it's all very interesting. I'm going to have to, well, and to be fair, one of the things I wanted to do was check out some of the talk groups that would be available via the hotspot. So that was kind of my angle for getting into DMR, plus being able to use it around the property when I'm wandering around or bushhogging the back 40 or that kind of stuff.
Yep, yep, roger, roger. Well, now, listen, you do know about the nets to check into at 9 o'clock, right?
You know, somebody told me there was a net on this repeater every night at 9 or something like that.
Roger, it's a good bunch of folks. Usually get about 50 or 60, sometimes more, check-ins. And it's the oldest running net check-in in the country. So it's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. It's on this repeater every night at 9 o'clock. And there's another one every Monday night at 7:30. It's on the Tryon repeater. I don't know if you can hit Tryon or not, but that's a real good bunch of folks, too. So, and it's on 14533 every Monday night at 7:30.
Info. And there, I found on Facebook a
Fleet Talk Group or Fleet Talk Group, something like that. But anyway, they've got a series of repeaters, you know, well, I guess all over South Carolina. Not as developed as the SC Heart system, but the you know, they have quite a few repeaters, and they have one in Union on 440, and they have a net on Tuesdays, I think.
And what's the frequency?
If I have this set right, it's 441.700 in Union, and it uses DCS instead of regular PL tones.
I'd have to check that out. Well, Patrick, you out and about getting rich today?
Not yet. Still waiting on everybody to show up. So, trying to get the day started.
I hear you. I've got a little bit of equipment. I'm on Highway 11 headed west to Seneca this morning. Matter of fact, I'm just about to pass Table Rock.
Here in Traveler's Rest, waiting on shops to start opening up.
Hey, Chris, if you ever need tools, Patrick is the man. He's the Matco guy.
Well, very good, Patrick. And who doesn't need tools, right? And our budding little farmette seems like I'm always fixing something, that's for sure. But Table Rock, wow, okay, you're way up there. I'm just mile 12 on 385 North.
He's a good bud, man. You're getting in closer to town. All right. Well, so what's everybody's big plan for the day?
CWA, KN4CHY.
Yes?
I'm going to have to be getting to work here in a few minutes myself. I didn't realize you were still doing installs. I thought you were fully retired, but I heard the chatter back and forth about that earlier. Anyway, I was going to tell you, are you familiar with scheart.us website?
No, like I said, I've just barely touched my toes into the water here. I'm learning all the terms and learning who is and who isn't and what and who and where. So, yeah, and as far as me working and doing installs, I just got a bare few little folks that I still do work for, and the ones that I always had trouble with paying and always telling me I was robbing them, charging too much, they call up and I say, your services are better supplied from another vendor. Thank you. Goodbye.
That is nice to be able to pick and choose your customers nowadays. I didn't know there was still that kind of stuff going on over here, man. I think we've got per capita more doctor's offices than any place around over in Seneca. Anyway, yeah, it's scheart.us. And once you get there, you go to the menu, and there's a digital section, and you can go down to, I think it's repeaters and talk groups, and that gives you the list of talk groups and all the frequencies. Over.
Okay, can you download it as a plug?
They do have ready-made plugs, probably even for an any tone. Since you're going down that path anyway, you might want to download one to take a look at it, but I'd almost recommend building it from scratch because some of those are old and they have changed talk groups here in the last few years.
Okay, and it's scheart.us, right?
And, it used to be you could get to 3100, which is U.S. nationwide, and you could get to some of the TAC groups, like TAC 310 and so on. But they've dropped those because they would end up tying up repeaters for hours on end. So they've dropped those all together. So, if you go to scheart.us and look at the digital repeaters, that'll give you what the current talk groups are, and then you can go from there. But, yeah, you can still download one of the code plugs. They might have updated them, but I'm not for sure. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to have to be getting out of here, guys. I'm going to work here in a few minutes. So y'all have a great day. K4CHY, be clear, listen.
KN4CHY. You have a good day. 73, sir. Thank you for the information. Every little bit is a little higher level of education. And, hey, Patrick, did you catch that about the SCHART.US?
HKX 73's Keith, and yes, I caught that, Steve. I sent you the code plug from there.
Ah, okay. I didn't recognize it that way. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool. All right. And Chris, are you listening to all this, man? I tell you what, this is good stuff.
Definitely. And, yeah, I was kind of aware of the SC HART system when I lived in Virginia, actually. It's quite a system that they built out amongst all the hospitals, and that's pretty cool.
You know, now I'm going to have to go back to the house this evening after I get all settled down, and I can sit down and really concentrate and see if I can't find some of that stuff and look at that code that you sent, code plug you sent me there, Patrick, and see what I can't get done. And Table Rock is still here. I'm passing under Table Rock.
Before JQ, what? Also on that same website, he's talking about the digital section, there's an article by KN4SWB, and it gives kind of a breakdown of the whole DMR process and how the repeaters on the SC HART and all that work. And it's a great article. That's how I got started. I read through that, and that's kind of how I got explained to it and how I started building my templates and stuff like that. But, yeah, really good article there.
That sounds good. All right, well, good enough. Well, I just missed a turn because I was running my mouth. So, I tell you what, guys, I'm going to have to jump off of here and start actually paying attention to where I'm going because there's a left I got to take to get to Seneca. I'm almost getting over here towards Joe Cassie now. So, listen, y'all have a good day, and I'm gonna concentrate on what I'm supposed to be doing. So, 73's, you guys. Patrick, have a good day. Chris, hey, I'll hear you on the radio. Oh, and by the way, Chris, are you on QRZ?
I haven't done much with it in a few years, but, yeah.
Right, sure, good deal. All right, you guys have a good day. Stay safe out there. Patrick, go make some money, buddy. Make me proud. KN4BWA, I'm clear and listening.
Steve, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX.
Nice to meet you this morning. Have a great day. W4VX.
Are you still out there?
KN4CHY.
KN4CHY and Patrick? Yes, I am. Patrick, go ahead.
I was just going to ask what you do for a living, and just to get to know you a little better.
KN4CHY, I didn't catch the name over there. I'll answer your question, Patrick. Is there something you needed, sir?
This is Keith over here on this end, KN4CHY, and sorry, I must have doubled with Patrick. Y'all go ahead for a second.
Well, I'm what they call a metallurgist, and I work at General Electric, and, you know, on a good day, we make stuff. So I'm kind of involved on the material side of things.
So you're testing metal all day long, I guess.
Figuring out ways to process it to get some desired result and all that good stuff. But yeah, keeps me busy, off the streets, that kind of stuff.
You're off the streets anyway.
Yeah, it, sometimes, you know, you get involved in manufacturing issues. Sometimes it's, as you kind of alluded to, lab work and, dealing with, suppliers and, all that good stuff. So, it's a pretty broad spectrum of stuff and, generally speaking, no 2 days are the same. So, I kind of like that.
Pain, see if I got it. As a former machinist, and currently the title is process engineer, so I do kind of a lot of the same things, but figuring out how to get parts through the shop. I do more design work than process engineering anymore, but yeah, kind of relate to what you do there. And Patrick, I was going to jump in before I've gotten to get to my desk and tell you, it's basically front panel program 610 in the Anytone, and that's about as far as I've got. I got APRS set up on it. Working on a friend of mine's MD380 and rebuilding a SC Heart Plus code plug. So that's what I've been consuming my time with and hadn't done much with the Anytone yet.
Now, if you need any help, just let me know. But I don't have the 878UV2. I have the 1. So everything's the same except for APRS. Mine is not a true APRS radio.
Gotcha. Anyway, it's time to go to work. So you gentlemen have a great day. We'll talk to you all later. Good to meet you, Chris. And, yep, we'll hear y'all around here, I'm sure. KN4CHY, clear and listening in the background.
Keith, you have a good day, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX.
KB4FCM.
I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here. People are starting to show up for work now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. You have a safe trip on into the work, and hopefully a profitable and no headache day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yes, W4VX, 73's Patrick. Nice to meet you this morning.
KB4FCM.
Just mobile.